SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Joe's got a lot of things he's sweating out here.
Like this Lucan now is not going to shoot in the final 5 minutes.
There's a lifetime left in that game, and it's close. So I wouldn't be concerned. You're acting like there's 30 seconds left in the game. They're up 7. He's going to get fouled, you would think.
They're up 4.
Even better for you then. You want the game close. Because who's gonna take the big shots when it's close, Joe?
Is it
who's gonna
Kyrie?
Take the big shots when
I'm gonna
it's close?
Smash him if it's Kyrie banging threes right now. Now all of a sudden this has been decided to step up.
Kyrie's got 25 tonight.
Yeah. Great. Great.
Joe's all hot now about this.
Now he decides to shoot the rock. All of a sudden, I mean, he had 45 with 8 minutes left. You would think it's a no-brainer. Could we feed it to the glutton?
Could we?
I don't know. What the hell is he doing?
I got to sweat out to Cincinnati. I need Houston to not allow 16 points in the last 3.5 minutes.
Look at this. Indiana tied 68 up with 2 minutes left.
Yeah, you're going to sweat that one out to the end also.
Oh, man.
Gonna sweat that one all the way down to the bottom line, Joe.
Look at this. Look at this. Oh, God. I got Ajita right now.
You should.
Come on, Luca.
Should have Ajita.
Come on, Luca.
We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you aboard here. 844-843-6879 is the number. Mike Carver, and of course, the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go, Ferda to Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Yeah. Hi, Carver. How are you? Great week.
Just great.
Can't
Just
wait.
Just great.
Wonderful.
Great. You should be excited. There's at least a lot of football news this week.
Yeah, football bells and whistles.
I mean, it's not like actual games, but it's talking.
Underwear Olympics. Underwear.
That's
Olympics.
Right. You like that from Haro, right? The Underwear Olympics. Guys running around in the underwear.
That's what it is.
Everybody trying to get the 40 times out. The cone drill.
Did you see the way he threw that ball? Look at this. Look at the way he just turns his shoulders. See the way the locks of his hair just flow in the wind when he turns? Look at him. Look at when he pump fakes.
The cone drill.
Look at the pivot.
But now, look, that stuff doesn't excite me. But listening to hearing some of these GMs and coaches for the first time in a month or two, that does excite me.
Yeah,
because you start to get the first looks, Joe, of what they're thinking about. Now, they're never going to tell you, you know, what they're saying in the media is, you know, half the time is smoke. But at least you get a little bit of an idea. And, of course, the Bears are the team everybody's focused on because of what they're holding and wondering what they're going to do. And I was telling you on Coast to Coast on Tuesday, like, I don't got much faith in that GM.
He looks like a deer in the headlights.
He always does, though. That's the thing. Like, even last year, and to be fair, Joe, I thought he got a real good deal last year for the first pick.
Yeah.
I thought he did okay with it. But
he did okay with it. But and they drafted okay defensive talent. The problem is they don't, you know, if they're going to draft Caleb Williams and ship Fields, you're going to have the same problem that you had with Fields last year in terms of lack of playmakers. And is he going to be able to draft them? And does he have an eye for the offensive side of the ball?
I don't think so. I'm not sure. But, and the other part that was funny was when he said, well, we want to make sure that we don't, you know, leave Justin out there hanging, you know, the gray area and whatnot. So we want to make sure we do right by him. And if we're going to go that way, you know, we're going to try to trade him before the free agency starts. Because they're so concerned about a guy that they're going to be getting rid of, right, Joe?
Yeah, and they took such so good care of him when he was the starter of the organization. I mean, come on. This is what I'm talking about. They didn't even put weapons around him. They're going to take care of him now? It's going to be like one of these. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out.
It's probably what it's going to be like. I know me and you think that they should keep Fields and Bill around him, but the more I watch and listen to that guy, I think he's taking Williams and getting rid of Fields.
Yeah, because that's what will make the fan base happy, and that'll preserve their job.
Yeah, but will it? Will it make the fan base happy?
Oh, yeah, fan base loves it.
I don't know, Joe.
Yeah, fan base loves it.
I'd have to go check around with some Bear. We have to check in with some Bear fans. I'm not so sure about that.
No?
No. I bet you maybe it's a little split.
Okay.
I'm sure there's people who think the Fields would be real good.
All right. Okay. All right, here.
And I saw that the, who was it? The Steelers offered the second round pick. And the Bears want their first rounder, which is in like the low 20s. Would you give up the 20, whatever it is? I think the Steelers have 21 or 22. Would you give up that pick for Fields?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're probably not the right guy to ask.
Yeah, I'd give up everything. I'd be like Dicka.
You're probably not the right guy to ask.
Ricky. Dicka with Ricky Williams. Give him the whole damn draft.
give him the whole draft. That was a good one.
Just give him everything. What do they want for Fields? All right, sold.
It should be fun, though, Joe. And the good thing is, if he's true to his word about what he said about Fields, I guess we'll know soon then. Right?
I guess, yeah.
If he wants that taken care of before free agency starts, or to take care of him before free agency starts, well, then that would mean that he's gotta do that soon.
I don't think he knows what he's doing. Like, in regards to, he doesn't have an idea what the plan is yet. He's shopping them around, too, if somebody says one. But I don't think they have a clear-cut plan, like, should we keep him? I think they're indifferent. Like, oh, we can win with them, and then, you know, but if somebody offers a one, then we take it for Caleb. That's just the way the Bears think.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. More to Doing the Grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Joe, did you see the end of the Kentucky game?
Yeah, crazy game.
The kid on Mississippi State hits an absolute bomb three from the middle of nowhere. I mean, it was a hell of a shot he made, Joe, to tie the game, the kid on Miss State. But they left too much time on the clock. And Reed Shepard, he drove down and he stopped at the foul line, Joe, and pumped it up. 91-89, Kentucky beat Mississippi State.
Wow.
Dead over, Joe, that game, huh? Dead over.
They've been playing overs, Kentucky.
That game.
Kentucky dead has been over. Playing overs. Unbelievable.
Dead over.
Dead over. Dead over.
What? Joe's getting frustrated on several levels here right now. I'll tell you, I did get the Steph Curry over 2.5 threes at halftime.
Good for you. Awesome.
He hit 4 in the second half. So.
Okay.
As the Warriors won 123-112. What was that number, Joe? Was it 10.5?
Yeah, 10.5 that was. We did it on Coast to Coast.
In the Warrior, it was 10.5, right?
Yep.
So they just got there. They won by 11.
Yeah, there was a crazy one. Boy.
Joe's got to wait till it's over.
Not really sure what's going on. I don't know. Not really sure.
What did you think of, because I want to ask, because I know you saw all these guys talk at the Combine and all these coaches and GMs. What did you think of Shane saying that that they're still open to possibly tagging Barkley, which everybody said 24 hours before wasn't going to happen. I don't know if that coincided with them getting an extra $30 million or not, Joe. But and then he also said that, oh, no, we're all, you know, we love Daniel Jones. We're all in on
Daniel
Jones. Yeah,
I know. They all love Daniel Jones.
We're all in. Until he starts the game. Then they don't love him anymore, right?
No. Daniel Jones has a problem. It's called the neck issue, not once but twice. And if you're the Giants and just going to overlook it, thinking he's coming back, and you just overlook it and say he's the quarterback in the face of the franchise for the future, you're kidding yourself.
You know, you see, the problem is, Joe, if you take a guy in where are they, sixth, I think? Is that where they are? I think they have the sixth pick off the top of my head. You take a guy in the top 10, like, what does that do for him? Like, Jones might not be ready at the start of the year. What happens if you start whoever you take? Let's just say maybe they trade up and get Jaden Daniels or something, right, Joe?
Yeah.
What are you doing with Jones? That would be a backup?
Yeah.
$42 million?
Well, what about Sam Darnold with the Jets? What about Zach Wilson? No?
Yeah, but those guys weren't making $42 million a year. $45 million, whatever it was that Jones got. What do you get, $35, $40 million a year?
Yeah.
$40. Those guys weren't making that, Joe. Those were on rookie deals.
Okay.
Another good headline. The Vikings are not... They're not interested in trading Justin Jefferson. Gee, I wonder why. I mean, honestly, of course they're not interested in trading Justin Jefferson.
They get these players that are all like, pro players, but then they have a problem with they don't want to pay them, but then they want to try and draft somebody that, you know, could play like Justin Jefferson. Like, they don't make any sense. You have to keep the best players on your team to build a foundation. If you keep stripping it down and getting rid of the best players and you're never going to build a base, you're never going to go anywhere.
You think Justin Jefferson will be happy with J.J. McCarthy as his quarterback?
No.
No? A hard no, no from Joe right there. A hard no. No.
Jeez, unbelievable.
That's one guy you don't let get away, Joe. He's too, he is way too special. You don't get let guys like him go. I don't care how much he wants to cry. All right, this game's over now. What happened with the Mavericks, Joe?
Nothing.
Luka let you down?
Luka had 45 points with 8 minutes left and didn't score the whole fourth quarter.
He didn't score the entire fourth quarter?
Nope.
How is that possible with how that game was being played?
Why don't you ask Luka?
I'm looking now. 121-119 was the final. I mean, they scored 37 points in the fourth quarter.
He had none.
Who scored all the points?
Probably Kyrie. Ball hog.
Kyrie ended with 30.
Yeah, so there's your ball hog. Kyrie.
PJ Washington with 11.
PJ Washington.
That was a coach play on Coast to Coast.
PJ Washington.
Yeah, it was like over 10.5 points and assists or something like that. It was a winner. So you're telling me this guy took 29 shots in the game and he didn't make any in the fourth quarter?
That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's tough, Joe. I'm sorry. That's tough. I'll tell you another one. One way or the other, I'm going to have a pretty good story about this Houston-Cincinnati game coming up.
Yeah, me too, Carver. Me too. Okay.
This is getting in a poor way.
You want to tell me what the hell is going on over there? You tell me.
I'm watching it, okay? And it's a sight to behold.
What the hell.
That's for sure.
Seriously, somebody must know the number.
Yeah, that's very true. You know that. That's absolutely true.
They've been they were fouling since the 9-minute mark.
It's worked. It's worked. We have a lot of games on Wednesday night as well, Joe, that we have to get to. We'll start to do that when we come back, because there's a pretty good slate. That's why we like Tuesdays and Wednesday nights, because they usually have the most college basketball games, most good ones. Duke is hosting Louisville. That's a fat number. Auburn, Tennessee on Wednesday night, Joe.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good game for you.
Yeah, great. It's a great game for us.
Oh, there's so many good obscure mid-major games on Wednesday night. There's so many good ones.
So good.
Johnny's and Butler, big game in the Big East. Big bubble game.
So good.
Virginia getting 2.5 at Boston College. Oh, you got all the rivalry games in the Pac-12, too, Joe. Arizona, Arizona State, Oregon State, Oregon. Joe loves the points in the rivalry games. Double-digit lines there in those games, too. Joe can't wait. All right, we'll run through that slate when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, two things here, Joe, before I get to the college basketball games for Wednesday night. Number one, you're so busy being upset about Luka, which I understand. I get it. The guy had 45. You needed 5 points from him. He did absolutely nothing the entire fourth quarter. You buried the lead, which was the shot that Strus hit to win it for the Cavs. Did you see that?
No.
You turned it off. You turned it off before you could see what happened.
I was watching it on the phone.
The quad box?
The quad.
Did you see the shot he hit?
Did he hit what, half court?
Yeah, I mean, it was a little bit behind half court, really. Like flying in the air. What a shot Strus hit. That was something else.
He's so good, that kid.
And he's so good. And the other thing I had to talk to you about was, now, we were on two different things in this Cincinnati-Houston game on Tuesday night.
Yes.
So I was on the under 59.5 team total for Cincinnati. You had the game total at what, 130?
132.5.
Okay. It was 26-17 at halftime.
Yeah.
At halftime.
Yeah. And Cincinnati decided to start fouling with 5 minutes left.
More than that. It was more than that. They were fouling to try to get back in the game. They scored 83 points in the second half. 42 of them by Cincinnati, And they had the ball, Joe. And I thought it was going to be one of those, you know, backdoor, excuse me, not going to play any D layups with 6 seconds left. But the kid, like, fumbled the ball, and Houston picked it up and was able to dribble it out. I will say, that should not have been as sweaty as it was for us, for both of us. It should have never been that sweaty.
I thought it was a dead under. We got it, but it was not easy.
We got it. I got it by the half. You got it by a couple. But it should not. I mean, 17 points in the first half. They give up 42 in the second.
Unbelievable.
And I had to hang on for dear life.
Yeah, no. Not good.
Oh, that was tough.
Yeah, it was a stress job, as they say.
It sure was a stress job, all right.
Starting to sweat.
It was a stress job.
You know, you get the back starts to sweat a little bit.
Yeah.
Hang in there.
It was super, super sweaty.
You know what I love, right? People, like the gambling terminology, right?
Yeah.
But if you've been gambling a long time, you know, it's like, you know, there's jokes, all right? And we always talk, and I always say this, bad week. 69-cent toilet paper, the Markel. No Charmin this week. No Charmin.
No, not.
But you know, back in the day, like if you have grandparents and just like, you know, just living in the tri-state area, like, those are the jokes going around, you know what I mean?
Let me go through this.
Markel. We're getting Markel.
Let me go through this slate with you here for Wednesday night in college. Let me start with some of the early games. Like I said, this will be fun for us with the obscure mid-major games on Wednesday because there's a lot of Patriot League games and Horizon games and lots of stuff. But let me do the heavies first. Missouri's at Florida. Florida laying 13.5, 155.5 the total.
Yeah, I think we take the under there. Florida's been trending to the over, but Missouri can't score sometimes. I think Florida could get theirs, but I think Missouri might have problems. 155.5, that's like 80 to 75.
I don't mind the under, Joe, if you want to do it.
All right, I'll do the under in that game. I like the under there.
Okay.
What time is that game?
That's a 6:30 tip, 6:30 East.
It's an early tip, huh?
Early tip in Gainesville. Man, DePaul sucks. They're getting 18.5 at Xavier.
I can't touch that. I cannot.
DePaul's so bad. Scotty was giving me on Monday on Coast to Coast some like names that have been thrown around for the DePaul job. I think I said to him, John Wooden could come back from the dead, and he couldn't turn DePaul around. I mean, that's how bad that they are.
It's almost just as bad as Georgetown. Cooley.
At least Georgetown has some semblance of history.
You know, Joey Meyer back in the day. No, I mean, with Dallas Commages.
None.
Commages?
Absolutely zero.
Not zero. Who was the kid that they had after Commages?
Who?
You don't know Dallas Commages, the rebounding machine? Now, what was this? I feel like they had a point guard at one point. DePaul basketball greats. Hang on. Well, Mark Aguirre went there. Rod Strickland went there, but that's not who I'm thinking of. Quentin Richardson.
They've been an awful program.
What do you mean, please?
For 50 years. Okay? Nobody could turn DePaul around. I don't care who they are. Maryland's -3.5 at home against Northwestern. 128.5.
Let's take them.
Maryland?
Maryland should boat race Northwestern. I know Northwestern's a little gutty, but they don't match up against Maryland. Maryland's too athletic. Their
boat
bigs
race
can
is
handle
strong.
Them. What?
Boat race is very strong. I don't anything boat
10
race.
10+.
Uh, That's a pass for me, Joe. Northwestern Maryland. It's a pass. Duke's laying a heavy number, 19.5 against Louisville. Louisville stinks, as we know.
Yeah, I'm going to lay
it. Bad. Okay, lay it. Marquette's laying 10.5 against Providence. Any interest there? 149.5.
You know, I like Providence's bigs.
You do like Providence's bigs.
Didn't they beat them two games ago?
Let me bring that up for you, Joe.
That was Marquette, right? Catching 4.5 they were? Or was that somebody else?
Probably somebody else.
I had them. That's when you were away.
No way.
Yeah.
Hold on. Providence last week beat Xavier by 4. They beat DePaul.
Xavier. That's who it was.
Their first meeting with Marquette. Let's see if we can find this, Joe. They beat Marquette 72-57 at Providence at the dunk. They beat Marquette by 15.
Let's take them again. Plus 10.5?
I don't mind it.
All right.
You can get me in on that, Joe.
Okay, there you go. You're easy today. Look at this.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I like Providence with that big number. Yeah,
you like the bigs.
Game of the night, number 11 Auburn at number 4 Tennessee. Tennessee minus 5.5. 150.5. I hate this spot for Auburn, Joe. And I don't like betting on Tennessee, and I'm not going to because you know they're an absolute no-fly zone for me. But I think that could be a bad spot for Auburn.
Auburn, he always struggles, Bruce Pearl, when he goes there, his former team. It's like Barnes owns him in that place. I sort of want to take them outright. I don't buy into Tennessee.
Take them outright. I'll root it in for you, but I'm not in.
I like them plus the 198. I like them.
Okay.
I mean, here's the thing. This is the way I feel. If Auburn's legit or legit enough to make a Sweet 16 run as one of these teams, you got to win against Tennessee in their house. You can't have these games where you just dominate at home and you just lay an egg on the road. You just can't have that. You have to step up.
Yeah, I don't trust him to do that.
Okay. All right.
I don't think that they're one of the 10 best teams in the country. I just don't.
Think Tennessee is?
No. Well, they are, but they won't win.
Okay.
Because they never do. Oklahoma's getting 9.5 at Iowa State. That's 137.5. Oh, two of your favorites, Oklahoma State and UCF.
I want to lay it with UCF.
Oak State minus 1.5 at home.
Oh, give me UCF.
Okay.
They're a gutty team.
They are a gutty team, Joe. You're right about that. Very gutty team. Tad Boyle in Colorado laying 11.5 against Cal. South Carolina getting 4.5 at Texas A&M. System play. Texas A&M minus the 4.5, Joe.
Really? They have not played well. They have not played well.
And why are they 4.5-point favorite?
Well, why was Miss State a 4.5-point favorite over Kentucky?
Yeah, Kentucky's, it's different.
Why is that different?
Because South Carolina's been playing well either. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. More to do after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. All right, Joe, let me finish off these games because then I got actually a decent amount. Got a few NBA games on Wednesday and a few other things that I need to get to with you. So where were you with Texas A&M and South Carolina? You're saying you're out. You're not in on that game.
I don't know. I feel the game scares me a little. I'd rather play that in game. I don't have a feel either way.
Don't have a feel either way. All right, St. John's and Butler. Now, I personally don't think either of these teams are tournament teams right now. But I feel pretty good that the loser of this game is probably going to be in real tough shape. And St. John's has won a couple games in a row since Patino called them out. Butler's 1.5-point favorite at home. Pretty big total here, too, Joe. 153.5.
Let's go under.
I kind of like that, too. I feel like this game's going to have a little... I think it's going to be close late. You know, maybe over first half and then slows down second half. Maybe a little live under at halftime. Because I think it's going to be close. It's going to be tight.
I agree with you. So let's go half court under with the St. John's game. No, half court meaning slow with that.
Half court, yes. Trying to get everything in order here, Joe. Give me a moment. I have something in front of me. Oh, wow. How about that? Virginia getting 2.5 at the Fighting Blewetts in Chestnut Hill. BC minus 2.5. 126.5.
Mm. 126.5. I sort of want to go over there.
You want to go over in the Virginia game?
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, we're looking like 66-60 right there.
Yeah. I mean, these Virginia games are so tough. Because if they're playing their way, Joe, that game's 55-50. Right?
Yeah. Why are they 2-point dogs, though? Why is Virginia 2-point dogs?
Maybe we take BC.
No, I can't do that.
Now, Minnesota's got the best ATS record of any team in college basketball. They're getting 11.5 at Illinois on Wednesday night. 155.5 total. You want to take the 11.5 with Minnesota, or is that starting to fade?
I don't know. I feel like everybody's going to do that. I'd rather lay it. I think Illinois is a good team.
You'd rather lay it,
Illinois,
huh?
Illinois got me the cover against Iowa over the weekend. I think they can get this.
I like the under.
Do you?
Yeah. 155.5. Alabama's 6.5-point favorites on the road in Oxford against Ole Miss.
That's a tough game, sort of like
167.5.
Under.
Man, that's
I like
a big
Ole
total.
Miss in the under. I don't think Alabama's gonna have problems. That's back to back road games for them. Why 6.5 is a huge number for a game like that.
Ole Miss needs a game, too. They're right on the bubble.
6.5.
There's got to be a little desperation from Ole Miss here, Joe.
A little gut play. A gut play by Ole Miss. Gut play. Gut and feel.
I can get in on Ole Miss.
All right, good. I like Ole Miss.
Okay. And then late night in the Pac-12, you have a couple of... you got a couple of rivalry games. Arizona, number 6 Arizona, is laying 12.5 on the road at Arizona State. 158.5 is the total. They smoked them at home, Joe. Remember that?
Yes.
Smoked them. I mean, Arizona State stinks this year, but...
What do you want to do? You want to lay it?
I kind of like the under.
Kid likes the under.
158.5, yeah. I think they'll blow him out again.
All right.
They'll score in the 80s. Arizona State will score in like the 60s.
All right. Let's get
blow him out. And Oregon State visits Oregon. And also a 12.5 number. Ducks are favored at home. 138.5. This one I'd lay it.
Yeah? All right, let's do it.
Yeah, Oregon State's finished.
Oregon State had that run when they were under 500 when they went to the tournament during the COVID year.
Yeah, remember? They got to the last eight.
Ever since then, they're gutless.
They were a heartbeat away from the Final Four.
Yep.
Very close, Joe, but no cigar.
They lost. They beat Oak State that year, didn't they?
I think so.
Cade Cunningham.
We were on Oak State that year, too.
Yeah, I know. It was a tough one.
We backed them.
Tough for us.
It was. We backed them. That's for sure. All right, Joe.
To Houston that year.
Yes, in the Houston in the Elite Eight.
Buried them.
Yeah. Unbelievable. All right, so there you go. There's your college, Joe. Quickly, NBA.
Quick NBA.
You've got quick NBA for Wednesday night. We've got New Orleans into Indiana against the Pacers. New Orleans took care of business against the Knicks at the Garden on Tuesday night. Indiana -5.5, 241.5 the total. Now, I think the question we're not going to know, obviously, Joe, until very close to tip is, are they going to play Zion back-to-back nights?
Probably not.
Which they did do last time they had a back-to-back, but it's the only time this year they've done it.
He can't do that consistently. That's the problem.
And let me just see what his minute count was in the Knick game. Because, I mean, they were up pretty big in the fourth. They might have held him back, Joe, in the fourth quarter of that game. Yeah, I mean, basically, Joe, he played 29 minutes.
Jeez.
They could play him again. He won't get a full load, but they could get 25 to 30 minutes out of him in this game.
Give him 20. All right, so what do you think we get out of that?
I think it's an over.
I'm going to take Herb Jones if he's.
You love this Herb Jones.
I
never
love him.
Stop
Good
with
fights.
Him.
Why? The kid's wiry, gets
the
rebounds.
The kid fights. I love it. The kid fights.
He does.
You got Memphis in Minnesota against the Timberwolves. Memphis is dreadful. It's 11.5, 213.5 the total. You've got Dallas off the crushing loss in Cleveland where Strus hits the half-court shot. Now they go to Toronto. Ooh, the Raptors, of course, had their pizza party because they won three in a row. Dallas -2.5. Who, Darko?
Darko.
Radjukovic? Yeah. I'm sure he took him somewhere nicer than pizza. -2.5 for Dallas. 241.5.
I can't take Dallas.
I don't love it for Dallas
like
on back to back the way that they.
I like Toronto's 1-3 straight. Let's go with the dark. Let's go with Darko and the under.
The Cavs also are on a back to back, Joe.
What did Mitchell do two nights ago?
What did he do in what? Yeah. The Dallas game?
Yeah, in the Dallas game.
He had 31, 7 threes.
Seven threes.
Strus had seven threes, too, including that game winner from half court.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Let's go Kobe White, and let's take the Bulls.
Okay.
Let's take the home dog.
Bulls getting four at home. Denver laying 7.5 against Sacramento. 230.5 the total in that one.
Oh. You want to take Darko again?
What? Who?
I just want to say his name, Darko.
I know you love that guy, Radjukovic.
I'm gonna take the over 230.5. Sacra Tomato and Denver.
Okay.
Tell me
All
how
right.
that game goes under.
You might be right. And Lakers and Clippers get together in Los Angeles. game of the night, clearly. I mean, everybody loves the Clippers and the Lakers. Minus three for the Clips. 236.5. And neither of them played on Tuesday night, so you should get, Joe, a full complement of everyone here. Nobody should
you
be...
take Lakers money line?
Do I want to take Lakers Clippers Lakers money line?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, look at you. Take a ride. Check it out.
Yeah, I'm in.
All right, look at you, hero.
No
All
problem.
Right, hero.
I ain't a scared.
Okay.
I ain't a scared,
right, hero.
Joe.
Okay, hero.
I ain't a scared, Joe.
Let's do it.
All right, so there
I
you
know
go.
It. I know
you
it.
Know it. You know it, right, Joe?
I feel
you
it in my heart, Cole.
I hope you grabbed that over with Vegas and Toronto when it was scoreless with 10 minutes left in the second period because they scored 8 goals after that.
Wow.
Even the pregame over was a winner.
Wow. Unbelievable. I get locked into those hockey games that are just, the ebbs and flows kill you. The ebbs and flows, Carver.
The ebbs and flows kill you in those games,
they
right?
They wear you down. You know,
only no two games on Wednesday score. Night for you.
Yeah?
Only two.
What are the games?
Columbus is at the Garden against the Rangers. Now, they snapped the Rangers' 10-game winning streak Sunday in Columbus. Well, the Rangers, of course, are heavy lumber. They're minus 260. I'd lay a goal and a half with the
goals.
Rangers.
Could we get over there? Could we get over?
I don't know about that. But, well, maybe. Maybe the Rangers can get it by themselves.
Mm.
I think it's a squash job.
They have a Darko in that lineup?
No Darko for them, for either team. No Darko. And the Blues are in Edmonton against the Oilers. So that's a back-to-back for the Blues, who, of course, are playing
Winnipeg
on Tuesday. You know, we almost hit that parlay, the one that Jay called about. We didn't get the McDavid goal. Everything else came in.
Yeah.
Hyman scored. Draisaitl and Kempe had the shots. Kempe got hurt in that game, too, for L.A. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah. And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. All right, Joe. So tomorrow, we actually got a... We got to get into the golf a little bit. We didn't get the golf at
Can't
all today.
Wait. Let's hit it.
So we got the Cognizant golf. Down in PGA National. Haro's backyard.
Little Boulder Health included in that.
Who?
Cognizant. They own Trizetto.
Oh, I don't know what they are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Healthcare. Yeah, good for them.
Good for them.
Good for them.
So we'll do some picks for the golf tomorrow.
No, I can't wait. Little Harry English on my card. Little Harry English.
I don't think he's playing this week, is he? He's not on the field. He's not in the field.
That sucks. That sucks.
You know who is here? A couple of your guys. I know you're a big fan of Sepp Straka.
Big Bo Hostler. Big Bo Hostler.
No Big Bo. Oh, Bo Hostler is in this week. 35-1.
Big Bo. Bo Hostler eats iron and he craps steel. How about that?
Bo is 50-1, Joe. 50-1.
You know why? While other people were having, you know, some eggs Benedict, Bo Hostler is eating iron and he's crapping steel. He's getting ready. He's getting ready. The kid just plays with his woods.
Sepp Straka, 40-1. Former winner of this event.
Straka.
All right, Joe. Great job as always. Good job by JP Fleming. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. We'll see you back here tomorrow on the grid.